Hi, y'all. Seems like we were just here, you know? I had this deja vu thing going on. Although some things are slightly altered somehow. So, but yes, it is kind of odd when Christmas falls on a Monday. So that's Sunday. Here we are twice. But it's wonderful to see you all again. David, I'm not going to share your joke. I was really going to, but I'm not going to do that. So. Go ahead. Okay. All right. So I'm sorry that you missed the hanging of the greens. It really showed them for sitting in the wrong pew. That's his fault. You know, obviously it's Christmas Eve, and, you know, there's been so much, you know, buying going on in the last few weeks, and they say that online buying is just incredible now, and of course the delivery issue has been amazing. I guess it's the biggest year for FedEx and for UPS, and they're even considering a merger, and they're going to call it FedUp. Oh. Yeah, right. That was worse, wasn't it? No, really. You know, why are we here? Why are you here on a Sunday night? We're not Baptists, you know? That's right. Well, I'm going to give you the short answer why we're here, okay? Man is condemned to death eternally without God. Ooh, sounds good. Good way to start. The only way this can be changed is if a man who is perfect in every way, including one who does no wrong, dies on our behalf. Okay? In other words, this perfect man must be the sacrifice for us, to pay the ransom for us. Okay? And God became a man to do just that. Only God could be perfect in every way, in order to meet his own requirements for the sacrifice. Okay? Only God could become one of his creations. Something that would be impossible, right? And so he did indeed do this. And we call him Jesus Christ. Or we call him Yeshua Messiah. Or we call him Jesus Christu. Or we call him Jesus Christus. But he was born like all other men. You heard the story. He grew up, and in his 30s, he was executed. And this thing lifted the condemnation of death off of anyone who calls on and believes in Jesus, Yeshua, Jesus. So that is the short answer to why you're here. Okay? That's it. Here's another that you actually heard just a moment ago. Okay? This is from the letter to Titus. It sums it up really well. I want you to listen to these words, okay? It says, but when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us. Not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. So that we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Now that's a wonderful short answer right there for Christmas. And that's why it's in the Christmas, you know, you understand. You know, all that traditional stuff, the, you know, Santa Claus and ivy and evergreens and snow and sleigh bells and presents wrapped up and Christmas trees and all that stuff, you know, that came out of tradition, right? Middle Eastern and European tradition and R2 and... it doesn't have anything to do with the real message, does it? Now, a lot of that stuff points toward the real message, okay? But you understand that's not it. Star Wars is not it, right? And you know what? It doesn't even matter if it happened on December 25th or some people have thought it happened sometime in February, you know? It doesn't matter, although I'm going to be busy in February, so I'd rather do it now, okay? But the important thing for you to remember tonight is that it is one of two of the greatest events in the human history. I mean, bar none. Okay? Amen. The other one is Easter. This is the top two. Okay? It marks the beginning of man's salvation. Before this, men only had a little dim and distant inkling of possible redemption sometime from death. And then only if you were Jewish. Life was hard and then you died. That was about it. But once the Messiah was announced by the angels in Luke, you heard, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And suddenly there with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace, goodwill toward men." Do you hear that? Peace, goodwill toward men. When that was announced, hope came alive. Hope came alive that night in the name of Jesus, in a little baby boy lying in a barn. And this hope reached its pinnacle when that same Messiah, now grown and proven to be without sin, died on a cross and rose again from the dead. Ever since then, it's no longer hope. It's fact. If you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are saved and have eternal life. It marks the beginning of man's salvation, and it marks the beginning of your salvation, each individually. And if you haven't asked or accepted or done anything for God recently, if you haven't asked Him to be back in your life, then now is the time. This is the place. You can't get better than this. You know, in the midst of all the things that are wrong in this world, I mean, you know, you just name it, violent random shootings, wars, corrupt governments, illnesses, runaway technology, and worst of all, widespread selfishness, it's still God's kindness and love that shines through. His kindness to us. In giving us a free gift. Nothing we could earn. The gift was becoming one of us. You understand? I mean, imagine all the things that you would like to get your loved ones or family at Christmas. If you had all the money in the world. If you were, Donald Trump. A new car, a new house for somebody. Hot tub, big TV, boats, you know, diamonds. I'm talking about extravagant stuff here, okay? Things that you could never afford, okay? That you just don't even have any possibility of being able to buy for somebody. That's what the real Christmas gift is like. You couldn't buy it. You can't afford it. It's out of your reach. It's like when you bargain with God, you know, you've ever been in those situations, I'm in a really tough spot here, you know. Well, God, you know, if you just get me out of this one, I'll stop drinking. I'll never touch another drop. I'll give up chocolate for you, you know. I'll give up swearing and gambling for you, all this stuff, you know. Well, you know, in this case, you've got nothing to bargain with. There's nothing in your possession. There is no promise that you can make. It will be an equal bargain for this. For your eternal salvation. You got nothing. You're destitute. And yet God says, it's okay. I'm giving you this for free. You don't have to do anything for it. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to pay for it. It's already been paid for. My son paid for it. Just accept it. Welcome into the kingdom. That's the real Christmas gift. It's out of your reach. It's unattainable. Particularly expensive, too. Cost a human life. But it was given to you. What are you doing with it in your life? Are you accepting that gift? And are you allowing it to grow in your life? As I said, it was particularly expensive. And He gave it to you not because of righteous things that you had done, not because of anything that you had done, but because of His mercy. And that's a reason to say Merry Christmas, you know? I mean, what is Christmas about? Why are we here? It's to receive the Christmas gift that is Jesus. Receive Jesus into your heart tonight. Give glory to God for the most extravagant, generous, kind, and loving gift ever. Amen.